In Wichita, Kansas, a letter sent to a local newspaper has rekindled fears that residents thought they'd put behind them decades ago. The letter's from a serial killer who murdered at least 7 people and terrorized the city in the 1970s. Back then, he sent a series of letters to police and the local news media, calling himself BTK. Police have confirmed that the letter received last month is authentic. It's the first communication from the killer since 1979. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
BTK stands for Bind, Torture, and Kill. Throughout the 1970s, the publicity-seeking killer terrorized Wichita with a series of murders, mostly of young women. He went about it systematically, attacking them at home after first cutting their phone lines. Police continued to actively investigate the murders until 1987, but never identified a suspect. Over the years, police speculated he may have died, moved away, or been incarcerated for other crimes. But then last month, Wichita Police Lieutenant Ken Landwehr held a news conference to announce that BTK was back.
We do believe that BTK is in Wichita. The letter did originate from the Wichita area.
The letter was one sent to the local paper, the Wichita Eagle, by a person who said he is BTK. The letter writer claimed credit for yet another unsolved murder, the 1986 killing of 28-year-old Vicki Wagerle. He enclosed photos of Wagerle's body and a copy of her driver's license and other details police say convinced them he is indeed the serial killer they last heard from 25 years ago. Like just about everyone else in Wichita, Landwehr says he doesn't quite know what to make of BTK's reemergence after all these years.
I mean, I have no idea why they would wait so long. It is the most unusual case that we've ever had in Wichita.
The 1970s were a time when serial killers like Ted Bundy and Son of Sam were grabbing attention across the country. BTK didn't make many headlines nationally, but here in Wichita, he had the entire city in a grip of fear. Linda is a Wichitan who lived through those fears then and now. Out of concern that BTK may still be active and looking for victims, she asked that her real name not be used. She recalls women in the 1970s sleeping with baseball bats and loaded guns under their beds.
I never let my daughter go outside and play by herself, which before that, yes, I did. I was so nervous and afraid, I took Valium at night. I could not sleep. And when my husband had to travel out of town, I did not sleep.
As far as police know, BTK began killing in January of 1974 when he murdered 4 members of a family on a weekday morning as the kids were getting ready for school. He struck again a few months later, killing a 21-year-old woman. Police didn't link the murders until BTK directed them to a letter in which he described his methods and the position in which he left each body. He struck twice more in 1977 and again sent a letter detailing the murders and comparing himself to Jack the Ripper and Son of Sam. Richard LaMunion, Wichita's police chief during many of those years, says witnesses and profiling suggested that the killer was a white male in his mid-20s.
I think he's an intelligent individual, functional in terms of being able to hold a job down and navigate through society, you know, and not necessarily stand out.
In the weeks since BTK's reemergence, police have set up a tip line, reopened old files, and re-interviewed people they last spoke to decades ago. They've also been doing DNA testing of some men in the Wichita area. Experts on serial killers say that since BTK is probably now in his 50s or 60s, he's unlikely to strike again. But that reasoning hasn't deterred people in Wichita, a city of about 350,000 people, from taking steps to protect themselves. Gun shops and alarm companies report an upsurge in business. Longtime resident Linda says she locks her door now when she takes her dog out for a walk, but this is nothing like the fear that Wichita experienced 25 years ago.
Now the media is more frenzied than I think the people. I mean, I think the media definitely is going after it much more than we are. Maybe, and they're pushing it to us more than we really want to know. I mean, it's all the time.
Former police chief LaMunion believes all the news coverage now is actually a good thing. In one letter, LaMunion recalls BTK wrote, "How many people do I have to kill before I get my name in the paper or some national attention?"
That's exactly what he's getting now. I mean, literally, this is a national story. And so he's received that satisfaction, at least in his mind, to this point. So I'm hopeful that that'll satisfy him. What I'm really hopeful for is that he's reached that stage in life where he really wants to tell his story and eventually either turn himself in or get to the point where he makes a mistake and he's picked up.
It's just that penchant for publicity that may have prompted BTK to contact authorities after so many years of silence. The Wichita Eagle received his letter, the first written by BTK in 25 years, just 2 months after it published a story marking the 30th anniversary of his first known murders. Greg Allen, NPR News.